I've just arrived at the first Preston Coding Dojo, and I'm just talking to Ben. Ben, just explain a little bit about what's going on.
Right, so they're doing test-driven design, which is basically you write a test that's designed to fail. Once you've got it failing, then you've got to make it pass. It's quite an interesting idea. The idea is that if you write your test conditions first, then if something goes wrong, then you can always see where you're going, so you can see what you've missed at 2 a.m, because you will have written a test for everything, and you run it after every single change of the code. So every time you change a line, you have to test it, and it's test constantly. It gets quite annoying after a little while. I can imagine it will be hell on earth if you've been doing it quite a while, and a few of the guys say, "I can do this, but I choose not to." So I write the tests, and I know they're going to pass, but obviously I write the test. I have to make sure I write the test at any given time. It's quite good, and it's quite interesting.
Now, I've arrived late, so I missed the start. We're talking about using the principle, the methodology of test-driven design. Can I ask about the actual format of the evening, how it's working? There's two guys sat at the front at the moment with a laptop.
It works on a round robin. So there's one guy sat coding, and the guy next to him is the navigator. So what will happen is the guy who's coding will code for 5 minutes, and then the next guy will then take the job of coding, and the navigator will then jump into his seat, so then he'll move on, and it moves in a big round robin around the room, so everybody gets a go at coding for 5 minutes. And we're coding in Ruby, so it's completely new context and completely new language to me, so it's quite, gets you thinking, because the things you know about efficiency don't work.
Thanks, Ben.
Can it return nil if that doesn't exist?
Okay. So do we want to say if it's not nil? Or do we say if it's nil, then...
Well, why don't you run it and see what happens?
That's brave. 4 failures. Is that the highest so far, isn't it?
It's done something. It's broken. The functionality, the existing functionality.
That's a card.
Basically, yeah.
Is
it not nil, is that right?
Right, I'm talking to Tom now. Tom, can you describe the problem that's going on here at the dojo?
Okay, so we're doing TDD, and we're going to use Ruby, and we're going to solve a kata, which is like a small, specific problem that you repeatedly do, so you learn the process of TDD better. So our problem is we're going to do Bruce's card. So
play your cards, right, yes, okay.
So we've started with the simplest bit of the solution, which is 2 cards.
Okay.
Which is highest.
Right.
So we've defined a test that says, given these 2 cards, this one should be returned because it's the highest. And then once you've got the test, you've seen it's failed.
Right.
You implement the code.
Okay.
Until it passes.
So would it have some sort of, like a table, where it knows that one value is better than
the other? Okay, so you start from the simplest solution first. Right. So with 2... you know which is higher, so you'll say, if this, just return that.
Right.
So you build it up in steps.
Right.
So you're not writing any unnecessary stuff until you need it.
So it starts off with simple, and then you build it up the complexity as you go along.
Yeah, and then if you start noticing you've got a lot of duplicate code, if all your tests pass, you're then allowed to refactor it.
Right.
Which means sort of like extract common things into methods, and then you'll rerun your tests, and you redo all that until your problem's solved.
Have you ever been to any of the dojos before?
Sorry, we can't really hear you.
We've just had to move into the kitchen to get a bit to give them a bit of peace. So, sorry, have you been to a coding dojo before?
I've not been to a coding dojo, but I've done quite a few katas before.
Right.
So
katas.
Yes.
Okay, which is another type of.
It's a small problem.
Right.
So it's a small problem that you practice something on. So here we're doing TDD.
Right.
And you solve that problem. Usually pairing, but here we're doing it in a style where everyone takes 5 minutes.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just something you keep doing, just to learn like the muscle memory of solving it.
Right. Did you find that there's times where you're sat at the back and you're thinking, oh, I know the answer to this, I know, but you're having to sort of sit?
Yes. Because it's such a simple problem.
Right.
If you're like quite an experienced coder, it's sort of a frustrating process where you're doing the simplest bits.
Right.
So you've got to understand that some people don't have the experience.
Sure,
so
you have to let them fail in a way so they can learn from the mistakes that they make.
They've...
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Tom.